Blog Talk Radio.
Where are we at? Welcome to the show. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. It is 9 o'clock here in Chicagoland. No, I don't know if I'm streaming right now. There we go. Am I streaming? Yeah. Am I on? Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Yeah. Yes, it is on. Welcome to the show tonight. It's 9 o'clock. This is Fernando and Fernando Poniente Show. We'll have a good show tonight. It's Friday. It's TGIF. Thank goodness. It's Fish Fry. No, that would be TGIFF. Thank goodness it's Fernando. How about that? How about that? Things to talk about tonight will be Czech Republic precedent. Claus, you know, not related to Santa Claus, saying that global warming, it's not based on, not science, but a new religion. We'll talk about that. You know, I agree with that guy. I agree with them. You know, it's just a new thing, global warming, the science backed out glory. Yeah, I agree with him. We'll read off on that. And Venezuela Chavez, Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez, you know, he said that he still smells sulfur after President Obama's speech. Come on, he said that already to President Bush. I mean, you can't say that over and over again. I mean, you got to make up your own thing. I mean, new thing, Mr. Chavez. Make new. Name-calling thing. Don't you have a list of name-calling to people? Eesh. Keep saying that sulfur thing. It's getting old. No one's going to bite that. On this day, also you're going to go on tonight, it's 13 days left in the year. How about that? 2009, we'll go bye-bye. We'll cover on this day. Also, sports is going to be... we'll take a look at the standing on NFL, National Football League. We'll take a look at that. UFC. Sorry, UFC? No. Strikeforce. I'm sorry. MMA, Strikeforce. Tomorrow will be, I think, that guy Kung Lee and some dude named Smith or something like that. We'll take a look at that also. What is your prediction on that one? If you do have a prediction, you can call 347-884-8125. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff here tonight, so hang on to your whatever you're wearing. Let's move on, shall we? On this day, it is December 18th, on this day, that's right. On this day in history, December 18th, 1957, the Shippingport Atomic Power Station in Pennsylvania, the first civilian nuclear facility to generate electricity in the United States, and went online on December 18th, 1957. Go back in December 18, 1888, Robert Moses, the American public servant who supervised the constructions of many New York landmarks, including the Lincoln Center of the Performing Arts and Shea Stadium, was born. And unfortunately, following his death on July 29, 1981. That was December 18, 1888. On this date, in 1787, New Jersey became the third state of ratified the United States Constitution. 1865, on this date, slavery ended in the United States. The 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was declared in effect. 1886, Baseball Hall of Famer Ty Cobb was born in Narrows, Georgia. That's 1886. Boy, that's a long time ago. Fast forward to 1915, President Woodrow Wilson, widow the year before, married Edith Bowling Gault. 1915. Fast forward again to 1969. Britain's parliament abolished the death penalty for murder. That was 1969. 1972, the United States began the heaviest bombing of North Vietnam during the Vietnam War in 1972 on this date. Fast forward to 1998, the House of Representatives began debate on four articles of impeachment against President Bill Clinton. 1988, I did not have sex with that woman. Remember that? Yeah, I do too. What was that? Yeah, 1999, environmental activist Julia Butterfly Hill came down after spending 2 years living atop an ancient redwood in Humboldt County, California, to protest logging. Remember that? I still remember that. Julia Hill Butterfly. 2003, a judge in Seattle sentenced a confessed Green River killer, Gary Ridgway, to 48 consecutive life terms. Remember him? Yeah. Also in the same year, a jury in Chipscake, Virginia, convicted teenager Lee Boyd Malvo of 2 counts of murder in a Washington area sniper shooting. He was later sentenced to life in prison without parole. Remember that? I remember that. On this day, 2008, a UN court in Tanzania convicted former Rwandan Army Corporal Theoneste Bagazura of genocide and crimes against humanity for masterminding the killings of more than 500,000 people in 100-day slaughter in 1994. Same year, 2008, W. Mark Felt, the former FBI second-in-command, who revealed himself as a deep throat, as a quote-unquote deep throat, 3 decades after the Watergate scandal, died in the age of 95. You must be remembering him. Yep, today is the birthday. Happy. We're going to go to the birthday today. So all those Facebook friends and all my friends and family listening to this, if you're having a birthday, hey, happy birthday to you. Yeah, you. Not no one behind your back. That's you. If you're having a birthday today, it's your birthday. And happy birthday. Well, looking at the celebrities and well-known individuals, who's current birthday today? Today, Brad Pitt turns 46 years old. Ooh. Wow, 46, I'm getting older. Yeah, happy birthday, Brad Pitt. Alrighty, Ramsey Clark, former U.S. Attorney General, turns 82. Roger Smith turns 77. Keith Richards, rock musician of Rolling Stones, The Stones, Keith Richards turns 66. Alan Rudolph, a writer, is also turns 66. Who else? Ray Liotta turns 54. You all remember him. Ray Liotta. Yeah. The Goodfellas. The Goodfellas. Ray Liotta. Ron White turns 53. He's a comedian. You all know him. Ron White. Yeah, him. Singer Alejandro Sanz turned 41 today. Happy birthday, Alejandro. You can actually find he has a... What do you call that? A cologne. Called Siete, Alejandro San Siete, cologne. You can find out in shopinsuperhighway.com. Just type in Siete. You can be able to find that cologne of Alejandro Sanz. Remember Cowboy Troy? He turns 39 today. DMX, what turns 39 today? Happy birthday. Also DJ Lethal. As he said, the DJ from Limp Bizkit. What? 37. Whew. Katie Holmes turned 31. Oh my goodness. Christina Aguilera is all turning 29. Where are all the times going? Man, I remember Christina Aguilera was like just 14 or 16 or something like that. But now she has like kids and 29 and getting old. So I must be getting old too. So who knows? But that, my friend, is your on this day. Thank you. Cut it. Thanks. Where's the music at? Here we go. Got to get into the mists here. You can join me in the chat room. You can go to blocktalkradio.com/Fernando. Oh, they forget the. blogtalkradio.com, The Fernando Poniente Show. You're going to see me there and click on chat room, and I should be there. That is right. What else today? Like I said, Czech Republic president. His name is Václav Klaus. Actually has a message to the world that says global warming is a quote-unquote new religion, not a science. Mm-hmm. That is right. As the Copenhagen Climate Conference drew a lot of people, and then Czech President Václav Klaus is actually a long global warming skeptic, has a message for the world, said, do not dictate to humanity how to live based on an irrational ideology, which it sees as a product of political correctness. Global warming is a new religion, not a science. I'm convicted that after years of studying and phenomenon, global warming is not the real issue of temperature. That's what he said. I believe him. You know, I mean, it's just, you see all this people going into it, the new global warming and all that stuff, and I don't have nothing to say. I can't. Klaus is actually the second president of the Czech Republic. This is after the the communist era, you know. Yeah, he's the his name is Václav Klaus. So let's get the new. Hey, Don, what's up? What's the? Let's get to the phone. Don on the other line, I think. Are you on?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, good to see your voice again. You're in the Fernando Poniente Show. What's new?
Lately I've been pretending I'm going to a restaurant, but I'm not. But it's at home. Our kids for homeschooling. They want to learn how to be servers and
mm-hmm.
learn how to take orders and things like that. So they've been kind of like yesterday, I think, and today for lunch and so and so. They've been taking our orders and getting our drinks. And pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Mm. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. And,
so what's on the menu?
Right now it's pizza. Last night was pizza. However, yesterday we had nachos with black beans and rice and taco meat and mozzarella cheese. And then today for lunch we had soup and beef stew with rice. And for breakfast we had a choice of cereal today.
That is nice. Looks, sounds nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. The Czech president, Václav Klaus, saying that global warming is a new religion, not a science. Do you agree or disagree?
Is that what President Obama said?
Say what?
Did President Obama say that?
No. You're listening? Czech Republic president.
Oh, Czech
President
Republic.
Klaus
okay.
said global warming, not science, but a new religion.
Yeah,
do you agree
I don't think it's a religion. I disagree.
It's a quote-unquote new religion. You know, people like following that. You know, a lot of people following that. Yeah, it's not a religion in the sense of worshiping. You know, the global warming, but it's just the sense of people like movement that you know
yeah.
actually. You know, I think that's what he meant by that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I don't, like, you know, religious, even, like, you can wash your hands religiously, and that means over and over and diligently, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you did not disagree. Yeah, we're about the same. Venezuelan Chavez, Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, said the after the Obama's speech, he said that he still smells sulfur after after the President Obama's speech. this is a speech on a Copenhagen Climate Conference, today I believe. And President Hugo Chavez actually accusing the the president, President Obama, of carrying the same satanic scent that Chavez believes followed Obama's predecessor George W. Bush. So, what do you say to that? Because he said that before.
Well,
he made that comment before towards President Bush. Bush,
right.
when he was in office. Who makes the list of name calling for him, you know? I mean, he uses the same.
Mm-hmm.
He smells like sulfur.
I think that about that. Then if he said that about Obama and Obama's so liberal, then he must just really generally be saying that about our country, because isn't the Czech Republic don't have freedom of religion?
They do.
They do?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, maybe he doesn't like that this is a Christian nation. So he's just name-calling
The Czech, what are you talking about, Czech Republic?
Whatever you're talking about, the president of Czech Republic, right? That's who we're talking about?
No, we talked about that before, and now it's a new subject, a new topic.
Oh.
President of Venezuela.
Oh, okay.
Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, so
I don't even know you're following.
Venezuela. Do they have a freedom of religion there?
I think so. I mean, I...
Okay. And do they have freedom there?
I don't know. I mean, call...
If they don't have freedom there or freedom of the religion, even if they have freedom, if they don't have freedom, period, then perhaps he's just envious or jealous that we have freedom in America. What I'm saying? I mean,
Trying
to say that, we have freedom of choice, therefore it must be the ruler's fault, Maybe what?
Right. All right. Time to put you on mute. Hold on a second. There we go. Muted. Dawn with the... some kind of chaos going on there. Where was we going with this? Yeah. Let's take a break, shall we? Yeah, we'll take a break, a quick break, and we'll play some songs. Called a Marvelous Toy, Peter, Paul, Mary, from actually the book from Tom Paxton. we'll talk about that maybe later on, and we'll talk about some weird news too. How about that? Yeah? Would you like that? Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to put you to sleep, but this is a song for that one, Marvelous Toy, by Peter, Paul, Mary.
Then marched under a cheer,
and when I looked where it had gone.
Hey, what do you know? I'm back again. Sorry about that. Yeah, I had to go get some water real quick, and hey, I'm back. So that's all up. With all that matters. So we'll continue on. We'll talk about some good stuff and good needy stuff here in Fernando Poniente Show. You know, you never know. I might sing Christmas Carol for you, you know? Hey, it's only like, what, 11 days or 13 or whatever? No, something like that. Shorter than that. How many days till Christmas? Yeah, maybe 9. Less than 10. Something like that. But anyway, Merry Christmas to all. And Happy New Year. That's right. That is right. Boy, so much thing to do here. My computer is not responding right now, so... Here we go. My computer is responding again. What do you know? So, Dawn, how many days till Christmas again?
7.
7 days till Christmas. Look at that.
A
man, did you do your shopping yet? Are you done with your holiday Christmas shopping?
Almost. Gotta buy a few gifts for family in the house. Like, you know, just like little kids want, they have some money and they want to buy for us, I think, just like some little. And then I'm trying to think of what to get my brother. I already got my mom's.
What did you get?
So, spice rack with spices.
Oh, what else?
That's it.
That's it?
You know, tight budget. So, tight budget. So, you gotta. So, we have to, you know.
Right.
Hey,
looks like Winston's on the other side from the Mississippi Pipelines calling in.
Well, hey,
Winston.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? How
Nothing
you doing?
Much.
Hey.
Nothing much. I guess you could start calling us, just instead of me calling the Pipelines, just say the Redneck Fireman.
Redneck farming? No. Yeah, no, the pipeline. Yeah, that's that redneck farming, like the redneck joke, it's been used so many times and it's not even funny anymore.
Well, we do have redneck firemen down here now. So, I mean, you know, goodness. Can I share my story right quick? It's a short story.
Yeah, go ahead.
The town alarm goes off, siren, and we have firemen, volunteers. So, you know, they're squealing me. Ah! Going by 80 on the end of 40, and then we get in the fire truck and they're jumping through the butt, and we had 5 fire trucks. 2 of them go one way and another one goes another way, and they're totally confused. They don't know where to go, and we're talking about a town that is maybe 6 or 7 miles across. How do you do that? That's a redneck fireman right there for you.
There you go. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I don't really hear that, like, you know, that's not my everyday thing. So, yeah. So, but the pipeline's good, though. I mean, you know, who hangs around the pipelines? You know, that's you, man. You know, when you say pipelines, it's like Winston Pitts right there.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go into who's to blame for your spare tire? Isn't that what it is? Who's to blame? A study by Australian public health expert finds that Santa Claus actually could be promoting obesity and damaging millions of lives. And I agree. Because who really created, you know, commercialized Santa Claus? Isn't that like Coca-Cola? You know,
I don't know.
Big belly with the big bird with the big, you know, with the full white bird, and also chocolate and not chocolate, but cookies and milk, you know. The big, you know, it's saying that it's okay to be fat and happy, you know, and it's okay to be. You know, a lot of things goes in there, and that's actually Santa Claus. You blame me for that. What do you think of this, Winston?
I mean, I know that where that saying came from. It came from Mississippi.
Why is that?
Most people are fat. Most people are fat down here, and they are all happy, you know. So the jolly old thing, it probably So I'm, but in a gear, in a, I just don't know what. I mean, to be all serious, I mean, I don't know where it came from. You know, it's kind of interesting. Maybe it came, maybe from another country. Maybe the Jews made. No, never mind. Oh, don't go there, Winston. maybe I don't know, but. Google it, maybe. I'm going to Google it. Give me Google it right quick. Maybe just kind of give why you are, why Don Sharon, her opinion. Let me just Google that right quick. I'm interested in that. That's kind of interesting. You brought that up.
The power of Google.
The power of Google.
The power of Google, ladies and gentlemen. It's at work. So what about you, Don? I mean, do you think, you know, maybe Santa Claus has something to do with that? I kind of agree a little bit, but, you know, ultimately I think it's the individuals that have to be blamed for that, you know. I mean, they're pointing and saying, Santa Claus did it, you know, this, what do you call that? The McDonald's did it, that's why I'm fat, you know, McDonald's, Burger King. I mean, ultimately it's just like you have to control yourself, you know, you have to work out.
Self-control.
I mean, that's just... That's...
Bottom line
there. What do you think, Dawn?
I don't really think of Santa Claus, because Santa Claus, like, people... not everybody celebrates Santa Claus, you know. And also, you don't celebrate Santa Claus every day of the year. So, sometimes people gain weight during, like, from November or something to... New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, but then they try to lose that weight, most people, you know? Because, it's like milk and cookies. I don't know, it just becomes holiday tradition, you know? Like, I'm planning to bake cookies and make fudge with my mom and possibly my sister and or niece, and, you know, Monday or Tuesday of next week, just because I want that fellowship time and, you know, then get to have some cookies. But I guess, like, last time I had some cookies, I didn't really eat more than two. I'm not going to say that's going to happen this time, but, so I just ate, like, maybe two cookies. That's it. I had enough after two, you know. So it's self-control and determination, and, you know, you shouldn't, like, go into the holiday, like,
gobble.
I'm going to pig out because it's holiday, you know.
Gobble.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a turkey. What was that?
It's just Thanksgiving.
I know. He keeps popping out. I keep putting him on the side, and he's just a big giant turkey. so you're saying, Don, that it has something to do with that a little bit, but that ultimately self control is the bottom line.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you.
You done?
Next topic here. We're going next topic. Hey, can you really get convicted for being naked in your own house? Well, in Fairfax, Virginia, the Eric Williamson sees being naked is liberating, and if passerby, you know, get an eyeful while he's standing in the front of the picture window, and he said that's not his problem. So it's what he does is actually this guy gets all butt naked and stand in front of the window, you know, and there's people. He probably live like by this next to the street, and people walking by and back and forth. The Fairfax County judge saw it a little differently. Actually convicting the guy of indecent exposure, and a case that has raised a lot of questions about what's okay when you're in your own house. I mean, I agree with the judge, you know, slap him with indecent exposure, you know what I mean? You can be, inside your home naked if you want, but, you know, in a closed door, you know what I mean? Once you open that door, you're exposing yourself to public. And a lot of people say, oh, he can do whatever he wants. It's on his own house. Wrong. What do you think, Winston?
Let me answer your question by asking you this question. How would you feel if, let's just say for some odd reason, Fernando, you're naked in your house, and this guy, and this woman all of a sudden just comes in here and just looks at you? I mean, don't you think it's kind of her fault?
It's your fault
getting naked, of course. But
it's
your house.
I do that all the time. there's the difference. If like let's say my blinds closed, windows closed, doors closed, and I'm in like enclosure that cannot be seen from the outside. If someone just peeks on, they put their face against the window and then saw me naked. I mean, whose fault is that? It's their fault. However, that's trespassing and peeping Tom or whatever, you know. But however, if I'm in the house, let's say my house, I have a big window and it's just like the street. The street is not even 10 yards away, and I open my window, and I'm over there standing naked. Now that's my fault.
But see, we don't know the circumstances either. I mean, have you seen the picture of his house? Because then you can make a determination where can you actually see him naked that far? Because in my house, no duh, if I walk to the window, I mean, the road's like right there. I have like maybe 5 feet of your front yard on the width.
His house, I'm looking at a picture right now. It's about 6 feet tall, and it's from the floor up. You know.
Huh.
Yeah, and there's a curtain. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think I agree with the judge. You know, it's life with the, and I don't want to be walking around and just because there's a street next to there's a houses next to the street. Not to be walking around over there and looking at a house and go, oh my goodness, there's a guy standing there naked. You know, I would consider
what
that.
What happened to the guy in the shower though?
Then close your windows. Close
exactly.
your windows.
Close
your
exactly.
If you need air. You know, put some curtain up. You know you can live by the street.
Yeah.
this is my own house. I can do whatever I want. You know, like, yeah, you can murder anyone in there. Is that what you're trying to do? You're going to get in trouble? Because
They were trespassing going on. I just decided
they don't have to look. They don't have to look. What about you, Don? What do you think?
Okay, I have a question. Is eavesdropping a crime?
An eavesdropping, like you want to listen to whatever they're talking? If you said,
mm-hmm.
let's say you heard something, like within the property, what do you call that? Okay, let's say you're walking and there's a fence and you heard someone talking right by the house there, and you step your foot into their property and trying to listen to them, that is trespassing. However, if you live in an apartment complex and there's like you can hear whatever they're doing, like maybe upstairs, like the side of you or downstairs, that's not eavesdropping. That's not a crime because it's you live in an apartment complex. You know what I mean?
Because that's what I was gonna ask. It's like otherwise I was gonna say it's a very thin line, because if eavesdropping is a crime, what about if you do live in an apartment building? And you do hear the people. You're not really intentionally trying to eavesdrop. It's just
right.
that if
now,
allowed,
it's,
you
it's,
hear them.
Exactly. It's in your own discretion whether you listen to that or not. To like, cover your ears or do something like, turn the TV on or radio on to whatever, you want to do to just not listen to it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. So with
that's
that,
what
I think that with the issue that you're talking about, news, then I think that my opinion is that that's peeping Tom. You shouldn't be looking in people's window. I mean, unless he has like Christmas lights up and you're like, ooh, look at the pretty decorations, and then you notice him, that
mm-hmm.
would be, unintentional. But if you're like, why are you looking over there at his house anyway? Just keep on walking. If you have kids, tell them not look over there, or if you heard about the news, especially, be like, be careful with the house and take another street if you have to, Like, so I think that he shouldn't be like, maybe punished, but maybe somebody should go over there and remind him that that's rude behavior because of kids, Like sometimes maybe the police need to go over there, remind people about common sense, but my husband likes to use the word common sense, Common sense. Don't stand in front of your window naked, because that's rude.
That is right.
He shouldn't get like jail time or community service or anything like that. I don't think. I think he just needs somebody to go over there and tell him, because maybe he don't not he's not thinking straight. You know,
or maybe
it never occurred to him.
Or maybe we can do, well, this would be kind of the same thing, but just embarrass him more. Put him on display out in Times Square, butt naked. Embarrass the living crap out of him. Well, that's, I guess that's kind of teaching wrong children. I didn't think about that, but I mean, you know, make him like, maybe, I don't know, make him bear or something. You know, that most time that works for people.
I mean those people that love to get naked in public, I think they have some kind of a, you know, psychology
problem. They have it.
Yeah, they a huge problem.
Psychotic reaction. That's not
right. Yeah, that's not right. They like to be seen. You know, I mean, you've seen him. I've not seen him, but you've seen him on TV. You know, like people are walking around with their trench coat, you know, big coat on. They go, wah! They open up, and people are like, ah, you know, that's.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? You know, they should be locked up.
But see, the problem is, I mean, most people are most nudists, and they always bring religion to this, and I don't know why, but what happened to Adam and Eve? I mean, when you think about Adam and Eve, when we think about Adam and Eve, let's just be honest here, we think of them coming to Earth naked, and, well, actually, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So that's what they say.
Yeah, Adam and Eve were naked, so they sinned.
Well, they were naked. See, that's just a key word. They were, you know.
They were, exactly.
Yeah, they, that's before the, you know, they committed the sin, the ultimate sin. And, you know, after that, they come to their senses and said, hey, you know, we're naked, we're ashamed. So, I always go back there. You know, a lot of people, you know, they will blame the Bible and something. There's nothing to blame. You know, nothing to blame. I mean, again, that's ultimately that's the individual to blame. And I blame the guy for thinking like he can get naked, you know, inside a house and everyone to see it. You know, and I blame him and his parents. So, well, I don't know. You know, let's go into the MMA. Actually, tomorrow is going to be between Strikeforce and this isn't Strikeforce. It came on again. That's too late. My goodness. I think it's a little too late here. Strikeforce is actually MMA thing, you know, throwing like CBS and stuff like that. This between Kung Lei and Scott Smith. I'm going to go through with it real quick. Kind of introduce you with Scott Smith. Scott Smith is coming off actually one of the worst beating of his career in a submission loss to Nick Diaz. You know, this is back in the Strikeforce. I guess that was Lola versus Shields event. The Diaz beat Smith, actually to the punch with, Smith offering very little offense in return. That's what happened, which could be a carbon copy, they said, to this fight tomorrow with Kung Lei. I mean, Kung Lei is like, I mean, however, Scott Smith has a good punch, and he's a one puncher, and he can, you know, I mean, he wins like 13 wins by a knockout out of his 16. And he's only been knocked out twice in his career, so I don't know. We'll see. Kung Lei is coming off his fight after, you know, he took a break, actually a long break. Actually, he's making movies. He's actually going to be on the movies. I don't know which movies. I think that's one of the, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Dragon Balls. I don't know. Some big movie that he's coming out. He's going to be the character. I don't know. You can Google it. But actually, he fought Frank Shamrock, Shamrock last year, so it means it'll be close to 2 years. So even since, and he had the, you know, his record is 6-0. He got great kicks, counters, and he's like, I mean, he like karate chops everyone. You know, he got this huge kick. So I would say I would go with Kung Lei. You know, based on that, Winston, who do you think would win?
Same.
Kung Lei. What do you think, Don?
What? Who's going to win?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, pick
one. I'm kind of confused what Strikeforce
is. Strikeforce, it's MMA. You know, UFC is a different company. UFC, there's a Strikeforce, UFC, and there's a Pride FC, which is Pride is like in Japan. Those are the biggest MMA, you know, companies. that produce, you know, produces a lot of fights. UFC
MMA
is the biggest
stands
one.
For
mixed martial
MMA.
Arts.
Okay.
Mixed martial arts.
And
so,
then the one guy likes to karate chop people?
No, Kung Lee, he's like a kickboxing, you know, he's an American, I believe Vietnam or something like that, Vietnamese-American, actually was born in L.A. He had like a record of 22 wins in kickboxing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's never lost. And I mean, this guy's tough.
Wow.
Okay.
And he has like spinning kick, he has like, you know, the thing what I'm afraid of is the grappling ability of Kung Lee, because most stand-up fighters, you know, their weakness is in the ground, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Scott Smith, he has actually powerful punches. I mean, I've seen this fight one time that he has broken rib. I mean, someone punched him in the rib cage, and he got hurt because he broke his rib. And then his opponent trying to charge him, and he just, like, he gave him, like, this, you know, haymaker, a right-handed haymaker, and just knocked him out, knocked the other guy out.
Wow.
I was like, wow, it's one of the cool things. But anyway,
I think Smith's going to win.
Do you think Scott Smith's going to win? All right.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see about that Monday. So
Huh?
So the fight's tomorrow. It's in Showtime.
Okay.
But as you know, we'll give you an update. Like, you know, on my show on the Fernando Poniente show Monday, I believe at 9 p.m. You know, we'll see. We'll talk about that. Okay.
Who do you think's gonna win?
I think Kung Lee's gonna win.
Okay.
Kung Lee's gonna win. I think. I mean, just because of his record. I mean, he's trained unless.
Okay.
See, unless, you know, I mean, he took like almost 2 years off, and he's been doing movies and stuff like that. So a lot of people are saying he's, you know, he's stopping him a little bit because all this, you know, just movie making and, you know, no training hard. But, you know, he's been a lot of stuff, though. He went through a lot of stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah.
He could be winning, Don. He'd be right. So we'll see. Okay. This Kobe Bryant. Is it Kobe Bryant, you know, maybe going to be kind of like MJ? I mean, he has like, I don't know. I mean, a lot of similar to it, they say, you know. They say that all that, what do you call that, things the Michael Jordan accomplished. I mean, the buzzer beaters, MVP awards, gold medal, you know, and all that stuff. And now is Kobe Bryant, is he ready to be, you know, to be surpassing Michael Jordan? I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Winston? You think Kobe is going to be the other Michael Jordan, the new Michael Jordan? Winston, what do you think? What do you think, Winston Pitts? What do you think? Put on the Ritz. What about you, Don? What do you think?
Well, Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant's other. So I don't know. I don't really follow basketball. So.
Well, yeah, they're trying to compare. They're trying to compare them too.
Okay.
Saying is, you know, Michael Jordan, when it comes to basketball, Michael Jordan is the, you know, they call it the greatest. You know, Is Kobe going to surpass Michael Jordan? That's what they're trying to say.
Hasn't he been, like, playing longer, Kobe Bryant?
No.
Hasn't Kobe Bryant... Hasn't he been playing longer than Michael Jordan did?
No.
Oh, okay. Who does he even play for right now?
L.A. Lakers, ever since. The Lakers.
Okay.
The Lakers, that's right. So, what do you think?
Sorry.
Winston,
sorry.
What do you think? Who's going to win for Green Bay Packers and Steelers this coming up
Sunday? Oh, you know who this is going to be. That's going to be the Steelers.
Oh, come on. Come on. That is
I'm telling
a balloon.
I'm telling you. The Steelers are going to win. Because, I mean, it's the Steelers again we're talking about. They won the championship not too long ago.
No, yeah, we're not talking about the Steelers like back in the day. We're talking about Steelers right now in 2009.
I'm going to still go with Steelers. Oh, man, I'm going to go with the final score of 30-20.
30-20 Steelers. Huh?
Yes.
Is that...
It's a prediction.
30,
I'm sorry.
30 to 20. Okay. No, I'm going to go.
You don't believe me. You don't believe me.
I'm going to go 27. I'm going to go 27-14 Packers.
Okay. Mm. You want to bet on this?
I will bet you. I will bet you a.
You want to send me some kind of Western Union money stamp or, I mean, money, what do you call it? What do you call it?
I don't know.
No, I don't know what you call it. It's like paper and you like have money on it. No.
I will send you a blue diamond almond cookies. No, just kidding.
Okay, in the mail? It's gonna be moldy.
In the mail. I would say I would even go on your show and say, hey, you're the man. You're right.
You should say that already.
You're right. I'm gonna say that. I mean, can Pittsburgh? I mean, they're bleeding all over the place. Can they really stop the bleeding?
Yeah,
that's what I think. I think the biggest thing is in 2009, and actually the letdown. It's the Steelers, man. You think Dolphins and all of them is like,
yeah,
the Steelers, like, man, you like they were expecting them to be like. You know, like what they are the Saints right now, or the Colts, you know, unbeaten. You know, but like, man, where are they right now? They're like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're even going to be in the playoffs. I don't think. You know, they lost ending the. I mean, they they lost to Kansas City. So it won't be easy with the Packers. I mean, Green Bay is a plus 18 in turnovers, and the Steelers are minus 5. So that's right. The swing of 23 is the largest of 16 games. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, has reduced his sack in recent weeks. And if he gets the ball out of his hands, toot-toot, here we go. Donald Driver, toot-toot, here we go. Donald Lee, toot-toot, here we go. Lamont Green. But it's like Pittsburgh. I mean, they're hurting bad. So they need to, whatever they're doing, they're going to have to do, whatever Steelers doing, they can't be, you know, they're going to have to mix their defense and offense a little bit.
Hey,
what do you think? Hey.
Brando, I'm sending
what?
Something to the Gmail, so just
what?
Check it out at the end of the show. Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, it's my new promo I got for my show.
Oh, okay. Did you send me that thing you were talking about? The thing so I can play in your show? Like, hey, this is Winston Pitts. Listen up to Fernando Fernandez's show. This is Winston Pitts.
No, actually, I hired somebody to do it. I can't use my voice. I hired somebody to do it. I hired a professional voiceover person in New York. Deep voice.
Really? Now, I
yeah.
want your voice, though. I don't care about all this professional, man. I want your voice.
Yeah,
this is Winston Pitts. This is Winston Pitts.
This
is Winston Pitts. This is Winston Pitts. This Winston Pitts. Are you listening to Fernando Pugnani's show?
How you doing? How you doing? This is Winston Pitts. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Winston Pitts. You listen to Puente. You're listening to Fernando Puente's show. Look at like Rob. I mean, it's like it's. Listen to this. Listen. This is like a. Guy, I
hey,
know,
y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show, y'all.
He's going to say it's a friend of Poniente, you know what I mean? I don't even know why he's in there, because I just... Yeah, listen to that again. And then you're gonna
hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show, y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniente Show.
See? That's what I want. It's like, this you. You know,
yeah.
Especially when you're trying to pronounce that Poniente, and it's like, hey, this is Winston Pitt. You're listening to the Fernando Poniente Show.
Well, listen, If you ever did a voiceover, listen, all the voiceovers I do for any radio that I do, he's helped me out, and I've helped him out many times. His name is Scott Landert. He's in New York. He's a professional voiceover. Then I got a guy to do me another one that is, you know the Discovery Channel? Pretty sure you watch Discovery Channel. You know, ever watch the show Planet Earth?
Yeah.
You know that guy that you hear him talking?
I don't remember.
You know,
but
hear it. The guy that narrates, I got that guy to do me a voiceover too. So, yeah. So, I mean, I got a lot of them, and I'm trying to get Mike Blakeney to give me one too. And he taught, listen to this, a voiceover, a 30-second voiceover, like a promo, will cost you $9 for a 5-package deal.
$9?
$9 for 5-package. You get your, you get one. Hey, listen, you get one of them. Super Shopping Highway. Get one of them. Oh, you can get Talk to Radio.
Super Shopping Super Highway.
.com.
That would be sweet. Get me, so that's it. It's only $9. Get me in contact with that guy. See, maybe I can, you know.
Maybe I'm gonna put a link in here.
Yeah, put a link in there, get me contact, and
I'll
then maybe
put the
I can...
Link, we'll put the link in the email.
All right.
So I can find it, I'll bookmark it somewhere.
Just 30 seconds of that. He can say whatever he wants, I want him to do. Like,
yeah, just you just send him a... You do it. You can contact him. You do it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to contact him. I'm going to use you as a reference. I was like, hey, this is, you know, this is... BlogTalkRadio.com host Fernando Ponientes, you know, a friend of Winston Pitt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, tell him. I mean, he'll say, oh yeah, I do voiceover work all him.
I want him to do like, Shopping Super Highway.com.
Another place, another place you can get that, and I think it'll be better than him, but it's gonna run you probably around $50. But listen, Fernando, listen, you didn't let me get finished here. You can get, I think you can get, like, a lot of them for, like, $50. And this is actually the choir, too. The choir, like, you see these radio stations, Sunny 98.3. you can have that.
So I can have them go, The Fernando Poniente Show, like that.
Oh.
Yeah, you can get the bass in there, too. I love that. I love jingles. I collect them, too. I got all kind of jingles on my
What I want to do is start focusing on my the products also that I have.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like, oh, my ache and pains, you know, stuff like, hey Don, do you have any things like ache and pains? Oh, my ache and pains.
I don't have ache and pains anymore.
I'm not particular. I'm saying like what do you think? What do you think? It's the number one product for aches and pains.
OPC3 is a natural anti-inflammatory.
Did you say head on, Winston?
Head on. Apply directly where it hurts. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly where it hurts.
Okay. All right. That's enough. That's funny. Head on. Head on. Don't buy head on.
I'm trying to find. Scott Lander voiceover. Okay, I'm gonna...
Oh, you mean headrest?
No, headrest is for head. Headrest, you know. Oh, yeah, we can do that. I was like, hey, you got a headache? Headrest. You got a headache again? Headrest. You got a headache? Headrest. Keep repeating and repeating over. It's just kind of annoying. So annoying the heck out of the people.
I'm going to go ahead. Okay, I'm going to put the other link. I'm going to put the... I got the Scott Lander on here. The link. I'm going to see if I can... buying that other one I was looking at the other day. I'm put that link in there. The best site you can go to is here, okay? So I'm going to kind of get this for you. I'm going to think about it. Okay, yeah, I think I bookmarked it. So let me just go through here right quick. I got like 1,000 things I bookmark and don't even use. Okay, let's see here.
Hey, Winston, has Fernando ever interviewed you?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I interview you. I think I'm going to do like a short show and interview you.
Okay.
You up for the challenge? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's a challenge.
You know,
is that not even a challenge to, it's not even a challenge to Winston. If you want to challenge him, tell him to go play baseball. Ooh.
Hey, man, I'm pretty good at baseball. I'm pretty good at lies. I'm not that good in baseball.
I was just joking.
You hurt my feelings. I'll quit.
Did I cut you deep? You cut me deep.
Yeah.
I'm going to crawl back in my tent.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, that's not funny. I'm not out of the tent. You know what I mean?
Yes. 3 minutes later, hey. That's funny.
I do live in a tent. Yeah.
In the meantime, yeah. At the meantime.
How do you spell sweep?
I'm sorry?
How do you spell sweep?
Sweep?
S.
Yeah.
S. L. E-E-P.
I'm talking about sweep. Like you sweep the floor, like sweep.
Oh, S-W-E-E-P.
S-W-E-E-P. E-E-P. Okay. I got it, okay. Let me just go here. I'm going to put jingle in.
What are you going to do? Ginger or something like that? I don't know. But anyway, oh, man. Look at the jingle. How about that giant turkey coming in again?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah, he's mad.
This is the giant turkey.
All right, that's
the
giant turkey.
You were chewing on my little brother for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did. All right, we're running out of time over here. Hey, thanks, Wisdom, for stopping by. Send me all the links, man.
Oh, I will.
Send me all the links, and I'll probably be on Facebook in a little bit. I don't know if you want to chat or whatnot.
Okay, thanks for stopping by.
Glad to hear your voice again, Don. Seems like you got a new phone, right?
Yep.
All right. So new phone for Don. Winston's. Don, you got a last word?
Yeah.
Shopinsuperhighway.com. You can earn 2% cash back. So if you like to earn money for shopping or even browsing, visit shopinsuperhighway.com and log in as a preferred customer or sign up as a preferred customer if you haven't already signed up.
And Winston, thank you, next show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. What about
Tuesday,
you, Winston?
Tuesday, 9 p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific, Talk Time Radio, blogtalkradio.com/talktime. Also, you can go to www.talktime.webs.com. That's webs, W-E-P-W-E-B-S .com.
Webs.com. That's right. That's Winston Pitts and blogtalkradio.com host. And this is Fernando. I'm saying it's signing off today. Welcome. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye. Gobble.
Oh.